Morning. So, good morning. Welcome to this Friday morning devotion, encouragement, and prayer time. We're back around to another Friday, another preparation for weekend of worshiping God together. Whether you're able to do that in person, in a church building, or online with your family, with others that might be able to gather with you. It's always good to kind of finish up a week well, and then to begin a fresh week with a time of worshiping God. This morning, as I spent time with God, I continued through the devotional journal, Living Free. And today's topic is kind of a recurring theme in the freedom that we have. And I believe it's intentional that God addresses this in so many different facets, because it's a tough one for many of us to really grasp. And today's topic is free to help others. And that may sound a little like, if you've been following these morning devotions, we did a topic a few days ago of free to be generous, and then a topic of free to give and receive. And they're definitely related. But God has called us to Himself not to live in isolation, but to live in community. And community with one another as we live here on earth, to prepare us for community with Him throughout eternity. The Bible talks about taking what we have received to comfort others with the same comfort that we ourselves have received from God. And it's not just true with comfort, it's true with everything that we have in Christ. I've often said that the gifts that we receive from God are rarely just for us. I suspect there are things that God showers upon us as His child that He just wants us to enjoy. He says, that's just for you. But for the most part, the things that I enjoy in life, that God has gifted me with, that He showers upon me, He says, use those to help others. Share with those in need. And as I talked about in both the generous, the free to be generous and the free to give and receive, this isn't simply about money. In fact, money might be the lower tier of what this really is about. You see, free to help others says, I spend time with God, I gaze into His perfect law, which gives freedom, and I understand how to use the things that He's given me. I have a greater ability to see what really is helpful and what isn't. You see, we live in a time where it's become much easier for many people, which makes it much harder for others, to simply throw money at a problem. Because then we don't have to get our hands messy. We don't have to get really involved. It shouldn't take too long of looking at the programs that exist within the nation here in the United States and realize that this hasn't been real effective. We throw money at those in poverty, but not in ways that really lift them out of poverty, that really help them move beyond their current situation. And in fact, it seems to entrench them even further into that. We talk about an educational crisis, and we throw money at that, and we continue year after year to keep saying we have a crisis in our education. And I know some will talk about funding cuts, and you look at the budgets and what they really mean. It's the same thing as the government means. We just didn't get the increase we wanted. We're still spending more money every year. But it really isn't helping. You see, in so many situations, it's become easier to simply allocate more funds than to spend time with God saying, what really helps? And what I've discovered is what really helps the most of the time, is time. It's investing of ourself, even more than investing of our money. Yes, it may involve money, but the money becomes a byproduct when we are invested wholly into whatever the problem is that God has called us to help address. When we invest ourselves into those who are in need. And I suppose part of my understanding comes from a set of parents who helped me in so many ways. And while finances were a part of it at times, it was always secondary. The real help was all about guiding me in directions that moved me beyond where I was to where I needed to be, or to even where I wanted to be. To teach me to be responsible with what I did have. And then to teach me to find ways to move beyond. And that takes time. That takes energy. That takes effort. In situations where I'm sure it would have been easier. To just take care of it. And as we gaze into the perfect law which gives freedom, we find that we're free to help others. I've shared this story before from Scripture of Peter and John, and I even somewhat quoted some of the children's song about helping a man who was lame. The man knew what he wanted, or at least what he would settle for. I'm not sure. I mean, the Bible really doesn't say if really he just wanted money. I mean, that's all he was asking for. But part of that was, what other option did he have? No one had given him the opportunity or even made it likely that he would ever be well. And sometimes we settle. When God says there's greater help that could be given, there's greater help that could be received. And as we spend time with God, we understand just how much help we receive from Him day to day. And sometimes that help translates into finances. He helps us do well at our job and we get a raise. He helps us to find ways to earn extra money. He helps us just to do our job that we get a paycheck. But so much of what He helps us with isn't about increased funds. It's about increased peace. It's about increased hope. It's about increased joy. It's about increased self-control. It's those elements of the fruit of the Spirit. We find those increasing in our life because of the help that God gives us. Years ago, when I was involved specifically in children's ministry, I read a study that talked about what children needed. And I don't remember who did the study and what the real heart of it was, but it really came down to children tended to grow up happier, more content, more productive in life if the time their parents or responsible caretakers, adults, could spend with them was increased compared with those whose people looking after them just simply provided everything, that had money to give. And the idea was that your presence was more meaningful in establishing a productive adult than your presence ever could be. And as we gaze into this law that gives freedom, we have the freedom to help others by being present in their life. And as we're present in their life, we discover, through God's help, through His Spirit within us, what really helps. And sometimes the help is just getting through another day. But I believe God wants us to learn and to provide help that goes beyond just one more day. A help that transforms, a help that is found in Jesus Christ. You see, today, we live in a time, an era, where people need hope, where people need peace, where people need joy, where the fear of getting sick seems to grip some with such intensity that nothing seems possible. That the extremes that we take to protect ourselves and not even knowing if it's really working or not. You see, we need people who are free to help others find the fruit of the Spirit in their life. The only way that we're really free to help others find that is if we live with it. If we've already found it for ourselves in Christ. And in Christ, we share it with others. Would you spend some time this morning praying with me? Father, thank you that you are a God that provides for every one of our needs. Even when we live without things that we think we need, you've never left us. You've never abandoned us. Father, for those today that are struggling with the physical needs of life, whether it's food or shelter, I pray that you would surround them with real help. And if it needs to be help just for today until the real help can teach them how to keep moving forward, then may it be provided. But Father, even beyond those that are physically struggling with their needs, I pray specifically for all of those who are struggling with fear, with uncertainty, with gazing into the unknown and not seeing a light of hope in it. Father, with those whose lives have been wrecked in a sense by this COVID-19 virus. Some have been wrecked by the virus itself. They've gotten it and a family member has gotten it, and someone maybe even in their family has died with it, and others have just have a life wrecked by the disruption that it has caused. Many that have been out of work or reduced hours for a long time, and others who have been working normal hours, and still others who have had increased hours. Father, may each one of them know the help that comes from you. And Father, today as I pray and as I consider the lives of those around me, I pray that each one of us would live fully in the Spirit today, that the fruit of your Spirit would be evident in our life. And as we gaze into your perfect law, which gives freedom, may we be free to help others encounter you in ways that they may have never seen before. May their relationship with you grow as they learn to love Jesus just as he loves them. Father, for the ones that are caught up in fear, may your peace, which surpasses all understanding, grow within them. Father, may we use wisdom as we move forward. I pray specifically for the children and those that care for them. I pray for those that are in decision-making roles within our schools as to they figure out what this school year is going to look like. May you give them wisdom and courage. Eyes that see through the rhetoric and conflicting information. Courage to do both what is best and what is necessary. Father, today I ask that this virus would be gone. That so much of the burden that it has placed upon people would be lifted. That we would gaze into your law and see the help that is really needed. That in sharing Jesus with others, we would do so in every means possible. Father, we would look for ways to provide help that lasts. Father, in doing so, we would do inventory in our own life of all of the help we have received from your hand. And Father, that this knowledge, this awareness of the help that you have given us would increase our ability and our desire to help others with the same help that we ourselves have received. Father, as we consider those that are hurting, that are lonely and sometimes even alone, they don't have to be the same thing. For those that are angry, for those that are depressed and discouraged. I pray that we would be free to give of ourselves. In ways that they can encounter you. So that they too would be filled with an abundance to give others. Father, today, may the help that we provide in whatever means that we are able May it be useful help. May it be productive help. May it be help that lifts up Jesus, that he would draw many to himself. For it's in his name that I pray these things. Amen. Thank you for joining me on this Friday morning devotion, encouragement, and prayer time. I do pray that you are greatly blessed by God today, that you can be a blessing to others. Have a great day.